Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. When Mrs. Young opened the front door and saw Peggy standing on the doorstep, she could hardly believe her eyes, because Peggy was supposed to be visiting Carter Trent in Chicago and having the whirl of her life. Peggy has been trying to explain to her bewildered family why she returned so suddenly. She has told them how the magnificence of the Trent estate overwhelmed her and how a conversation she overheard at the clubhouse made her feel that she would never belong to Carter's life. But as yet, her family cannot quite grasp the whole story. Mr. Young seems particularly disturbed by Peggy's impulsiveness.
Well, Peggy, I'm not at all sure I approve of what you've done. In fact, I don't like any part of it. I think you should have stayed in Chicago. You should have explained to the Trents.
Oh, but Sam, how could she? She couldn't see them feeling the way she did, and she couldn't talk to them. I know that her one thought was to get away from there as fast as she could and come back to us. Darling, I'm glad you came straight home.
Mama, that's all I could think of. Just to get out of that big, cold, enormous house and that great big museum, or whatever you want to call it, and getting back here to our own little house with everybody sort of mixed together instead of a house that's so big that everybody rattles around in it. Oh, Mother, this breakfast looks great. I'm starved.
I think it'll taste good, too, Peggy.
Oh, this is absolutely luscious. And it tastes so much better than anything did at their house. Oh, I don't mean that they didn't have absolutely gorgeous things to eat. They did. But I didn't know what half of them were. I didn't know when they passed them what to do. Oh, Mama, it was awful. Something came around to me first on a big platter, and honestly, I never saw anything like it. It was sort of like jelly, and Mrs. Trent said it was something in aspic, whatever aspic is.
Aspic jelly, dear.
Well, we'd never had anything like it before at our house, and I didn't know what to do with it. I nearly died of embarrassment. It's such a relief just to sit down and eat plain, ordinary scrambled eggs and bacon like this, and know what you're eating.
I know what you mean, baby.
Oh, Daddy, do you think I'm simply hopeless to have done what I did? Because I couldn't help it. I guess I'll always come running home whenever anything goes wrong.
Yes, darling, and that's what we want you to do.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm not so sure I do.
What's that?
No. I'm not sure that's the right thing to do in every case, or in this case. I think there are times when you've got to stick things out, when you've got to go through with them yourself, when you've got to face the music.
Yes, but this wasn't one of those times. Do you think so, Daddy? I mean, it wasn't so terribly important for me to stay at the Trents, and it was rude and all that, I suppose. And being so fond of Carter as I am...
Are you, Peggy? I don't think you are. You couldn't have done this if you were.
Oh, Daddy, I did it because I am so terribly fond of him. Because I didn't want to spoil my love for him. I knew that if I stayed there, I might get to like that sort of life. And I don't want to like it. That isn't for me. Really, it isn't.
No, Peggy, I agree with you there. In fact, I said that before you went, didn't I? I was all against it, if you remember. You remember that, don't you, Mary?
Yes, Sam, I remember.
And I was right, too.
Yes, you were right.
Oh, but I'm glad I went, Daddy. Truly I am. Because otherwise, I never would have known. I'd never have understood what you were talking about. And now I know. Now I see all the things you meant. And when you told me I could never belong in that kind of life and that it wasn't for me, well, you have to try things for yourself in order to learn about life. You can't just take what somebody says. You can never take what somebody says, do you think?
I don't know, Pegs. It seems to me that you might be able to profit by the experience of others sometimes. You might have spared yourself this. You might have spared the Trents, too. After all, what you've done is hardly fair to them, do you think?
I didn't think about it that way. I mean, about it's not being fair to them. I just wanted to come home.
Of course you did, dear. Now, look. You eat your breakfast and don't say another word until you finish. And, Sam, don't start lecturing her now. Let her get some food inside of her first. She's tired out.
Yes, I am, Mama. I didn't sleep very much. I was so excited about being on the way home and about seeing all of you. Why, it seemed as if I'd been away for months and years. I was almost surprised to walk in here and see everything the same, nothing different.
Well, darling, it would hardly be different after just a few days.
Oh, but, Mama, I feel so different.
Well, you eat your breakfast and don't talk anymore. Now, your father and I are going in the other room, and when you get through, you can join us.
All right. Only, Daddy, you're not terribly angry, are you?
No, Peg's not angry. Perhaps a little disappointed in you, but... Well, I don't know whether you should have done this thing or not.
What do you think, Mama?
I don't know, dear. I haven't had time to think. Look, we'll be in the other room when you get through.
I don't care how much you scold me. I'm still glad to be home with you both.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Sam, what do you think we ought to do? Do you think we ought to notify the Trents that she's here? Should we phone them or send them a wire and say that she's arrived home safely?
Well, we certainly should. They're entitled to some consideration, Mary. After all, what must they think of her? What must they think of any girl who walks out of a house like that?
Sam, I don't care what they think. I'm just so glad it's all over.
All over?
Yes.
Well, you mean between Peggy and Carter?
Well, yes, because I think it is. Don't you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just going one step at a time, Mary. First thing we've got to do is notify them that she's here, that she arrived safely.
Well, you do it, dear.
Yeah, I suppose the best way is a telegram.
Yes, I think so.
Well, I'll just say, Peggy arrived home. She'll write, explain later.
Well, it's going to be hard for her to write and explain. What can she say?
How do I know, Mary? But I'll put it in the telegram anyway. Give me Western Union, please. Hello, Western Union. I want to send a telegram to Mr. Carter Trent, Winnetka, Illinois. Yes, T-R-E-N-T. No, T. T as in Tom. All right, here's the message. Peggy arrived home. She will write explaining sudden departure. Signed, Samuel Young. Yeah, will you please read that back? Yes, yes, that's it. Will you send that right away, please? Thank you. There, that's done. At least they'll know that she's here.
Yes, darling, they'll know she's come home.
But what must they think of us, Mary? Of the way we brought her up, to have her do a thing like that? That's what worries me. Heaven only knows what... They think badly enough of us anyway without a thing like this happening.
Oh, I don't know, Sam. Children do things on impulse. Look, even people our age do things sometimes without stopping to think. And you know what?
Hmm.
I don't know as I blame her. Do you?
Certainly I don't blame her. I wouldn't blame her if she never put a foot inside that place again. But that doesn't excuse her, Mary. That doesn't let her out of common politeness, does it?
But don't you think Carter will understand?
Well, understand what? Understand that he entertained her as best he could, that his mother and father were charming to her, and that she left their home in the middle of the night without a word to any of them?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm not going to get into it. I'm so glad she's here. I'm so glad she didn't go someplace else, that she came right straight back to us.
Oh, Mary, I don't suppose you care what any of your children do as long as they come back home.
No, and I never will. I just want them to be under our little tree. I just want them to be back in the nest.
There, I finished. I ate all I could. I'm going up to my room. Will you come up with me?
Yes, darling.
Oh, Peggs, I just sent a telegram to the Trents.
Oh, did you? What did you say?
Well, I sent it to Carter. I said that you were home, that you would write later and explain your sudden departure.
But how can I?
Oh, I'm sure I don't know, Peg. But you've got to say something. You've got to write something.
I don't know what I can say to him. How will I ever make him understand the way I feel?
Well, I'll take that up with you later, Peggs. You go along upstairs now.
Oh, Mama, please come up with me. I want to talk to you.
All right, darling.
I don't know why I feel so happy. I suppose I shouldn't. I ought to feel terribly upset. I mean, leaving Carter and everything. But I don't.
But, Peggy, what about him? He's such a nice boy.
Yes, he is, isn't he? And he always will be. I mean, in my heart, I'll always feel that way about him. But I'm not like the Trent. It would never work out. I know that just as well as I knew it the other night when I was on that porch. Well, I heard what they said. No matter what Carter says to me, no matter what he tells me, it would never work out, Mama. Never, never in a million years.
Peggy seems sure in her own mind, but we wonder if she will be able to make Carter understand why she left Chicago so suddenly, and why she feels so definitely that it would never work out. Never in a million years. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Carter Trent tells his side of the story. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.